Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
Like, wow, Scoob. There was a silence there. And I...
silence was
it, it sounded like somebody was just, like, chewing gum. Like, you know, like chomp, 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 you know. Chewy chomp.
Anyway, chewy chomp.
Yeah. Oh, we're live. This thing's going. I pressed all the buttons.
FCC, it'll do it live!
Well said.
FCC and thing sucks!
We have a... I don't want to call him special guest, because... I mean, he's special, but, like, you know, not in the way that, like, you think, right? Like, he's here all the time. He's the co-founder of the show. Mr. Mark Edge, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Thank you.
Hey, that is... Yeah, you can certainly hear us. Can you say, like, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog a couple times?
Sibilance. Sibilance.
Yeah.
Once right. upon a midnight dreary as I pondered weak and weary over.
Yeah, all right. We're good. Thank you, sir. It is Free Talk Live in case of... anyone listening to this going, what the heck am I listening to? This sounds weird. Well, we are kind of weird. And if you like that, stay tuned, because we'll probably be, well, more weird as the evening goes on, generally speaking, at least as far as regular folk and, you know, that kind of a thing who are listening to the radio. They might find this broadcast a little different, wouldn't you say?
Oh?
Oh? I mean, compared to, like, regular radio.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, if you're used to, like, listening to, like, the status quo talk radio show, you know.
It's very important that you have your choice between Republicans and Democrats. It is a meaningful choice. One of them will definitely solve all of your problems, and the other will be nothing but disaster.
It's such a sad state of affairs that, like, somehow most people are convinced that, like, all of the wrongdoing and the crap and the inflation and all the crap that, like, government is responsible for, that, like, it's only one half of the government, one party that's responsible for it, not the other. The other would never do anything to make, you know, your lives hell or otherwise persecute you or make you into slavery light in any way, shape, or form.
If it weren't for opposite party, Americans wouldn't be so divided.
So I should tell everybody who's listening that the name of this show... It's Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday night edition. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and...
Peakless Mountaineer. And joining us remotely?
Mark Edge.
All right. Thank you for joining us, Mark Edge. If those of you who don't know Mark Edge, one of the two founders of Free Talk Live, and you should respect him. Respect his authority, or at least his radio voice, anyway, because he's pretty good at what he does. So I've been told.
Yes, the founder who is
on a less spiritual
retreat.
He's the what?
The founder that is on a less spiritual retreat.
He is on a retreat. However, his is more voluntary.
That too.
Than the other co-founder.
Indeed.
Who's on an involuntary spiritual retreat at this moment. Actually, I haven't talked to him this week. Mark, are you aware of any, like, updates? Do they know, like, is he going to officially move or anything like that, or is it all still just hurry up and wait?
I did speak to him this week, and basically the answer is they never tell inmates whether or not they can leave the jail because, or whether or not they, when they're going to leave the jail and when they're going to be transported, because if they do, people, I don't know, people with beards would probably show up with guns and rob the bluebird of the convicts.
Wait, are you insinuating something? Implying? Are you, wait, what's the other word other than insinuate or imply? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Like, I happen to have a beard, and so does Peakless.
There's two bearded guys in that studio.
Yeah. You're looking for infer.
Infer, thank you.
Yeah, he insinuates you infer, is how it works.
All right. Well, thank you for the insinuation, Mark. If I had that sort of, like, Old West spirit, and also like the means, you know. It's possible I might consider breaking my friend out of prison, you know. But then to what end?
So
right?
Like, you know, wrap a rope around the bars and, you know,
pull out like a big chunk of wall. Yeah. Like,
that's doable.
You know,
reasonable. Modern.
I know for a fact that the modern surveillance state, like, even if you were able to pull such a thing off. Yes, there would be great footage. Right. This thing would be on, you know, TikTok and Twitter and OnlyFans and, you know, all sorts of things, right? But for certain, the people who chose to participate in said breakout would certainly find themselves also in need of somebody to break them out.
Okay, so here's what we do. We update it, lots of horses, and the lassos will be used for by grappling hooks, but we still use the lasso to wrap around the bars and have lots of horses bring down both the razor wire and the bars.
It's not, and this is just off the cuff here. I'm speaking to both of you guys, the hosts here. America, the land of the free. Until you start counting the prison population. Right?
Because
I mean, like more prisoners than the Russian gulags ever thought of having. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Home of the brave until you might get the sniffles. And that's why it's not the land of the free either.
Yeah, I don't know. Mark?
That's right. They put the whole nation on house arrest. Just 2 or 3 years ago, no habeas corpus, no nothing. They never asked. They just did it.
It reminded me of, what's the word for it? Martial law.
Mm-hmm.
Except, like, the no tanks thing.
Right?
Right. Outside of the no tanks, like, running up and down the main street of your neighborhood or your town or whatever. Like, it was stay at home. You can only go out for, like, a couple hours per day for, like, some breathable exercise or, you know, if you got to go to the post office or otherwise.
Yeah. Remember when we couldn't go outside in order to avoid the airborne virus.
Right. Yeah. All of the tyranny of martial law, none of the requirement of enforcing it, because they'll just get people to agree to it.
So I have some statistic here from 2017. This is 3 years before they put the whole nation on lockdown and made us all inmates in our own homes. 8% of the U.S. adult population has a felony record. Now,
wait, what?
That doesn't mean they've been in prison.
How many percent? What percent?
Eight.
Wow.
Now, just do a little math with me real quick, guys.
I don't do math, I'm sorry.
They told me there would be no math.
Cut it in half, double it, because mostly men are convicted of felonies.
Yeah, no.
So something like 15% of men that you meet in the United States on a day-to-day basis are felons. This is the adult population, just in case you're
kind of astonishing
after the kids.
Yeah, and like the most astonishing thing about all of that is the percentage of those that are politicians.
No, those are the ones that haven't been caught. Can they be run for office?
How is it that these people, politicians, that is, get elected into positions of, you know, control over some finance, right? Some taxing, right? They get a budget, right? Based on what the taxation is, that kind of a thing. And, the national debt just keeps going up, 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 and up. But the people who become politicians go from, you know, we'll call them average wage workers to multimillionaires within a couple of years.
Well, it's just that their speaking gigs are so thrilling that they just happen to get paid millions of dollars for speaking. And their books are just so well written. I mean, I've maybe known two instances where people I've known have actually read one of them and they were terrible. But, you know, they're just such good books that, like, people are totally really buying them. And it's not just getting quote-unquote bought as part of buying the politician. Yeah.
I just need to, like, say a different thing, sort of whiplash segue We haven't talked about this at all yet, but I wear reading glasses, and I'm wearing them tonight.
As do I.
And so occasionally, I've prepped for this problem, but I even despite my preparation, I'm still having this particular problem tonight, and that is, the two little things that rest on your nose. They're usually made of, like, some kind of plastic or soft rubber kind of thing.
This is quite the whiplash.
Yeah, well, one of them fell off earlier tonight while I was having dinner, and I caught it. And I'm like, oh, sweet, I caught it. And then, like, I tried to fasten it back on, and then I dropped it, and it bounced, Lord knows where, over the floor of the restaurant that I was attending. And so, like, it's impossible to find. And so now I have one rubber, you know, soft jelly kind of thing on one side of my nose, and on the other side of my nose, I have a sharp metal spike,
right,
digging into like the bridge of my nose.
Well, you know, I know this is a crazy thought, but like you're not reading, so that's kind
of
on you.
I will be in, like, I mean, part of this job sitting here is, you know, talking about reading the articles, or at least the headlines, and, you know, some of the excerpts of the articles that we find. Which I am trying to bring up now, so I'd appreciate it if you just kept talking for a minute.
But yeah, the skyrocketing national debt and the enrichment of politicians is the entire gig. It's called the Cantillon effect. The closer you are to the money printers, the more powerful your actual spending gets. Whereas the rest of us are getting raises left and right. They're not keeping up with inflation, but we're getting them.
I'm not getting a raise. Where are these raises coming from?
Oh, no, people are getting raises all over the place. 5% raises, 10% raises. I mean,
I know the politicians. 20%
inflation.
I know the politicians are voting raises for themselves.
There is that.
Duh, like, what would you do?
I mean, they work really hard. That, like, 180 days a year that they have off is really important. And you will see one thing, like, they make a great big show about how hard it is to pass a law, unless it's one of those things like, oh, if we don't pass this, we don't get to go on vacation.
Right, yeah.
Oh, okay, scribble it on the back of a napkin.
Kind of like
all
when they were...
All in favor, done.
Kind of like when they were railroading Ian Freeman. They're like, let's just convict this guy, get the hell out of here, go have Christmas.
Or when they were passing the largest spending bill in human history. And someone's like, hey, could we, like, write down who votes for and against this? No! Could we, like, count the actual votes? No! We're just going to say it passed overwhelmingly.
All right. Mark, do you have anything else to say before we start?
I'm just stunned that 15% of adult males in the United States are felons.
I'm not really stunned. Like, I actually find that low. I figured it would be closer to 20% myself.
Well, just give it time.
If you'd have asked me, I'd have been probably 20%.
So what really, like, concerns me on that one, as the, you know, creeping effect goes, okay, so if, like, the majority of felons are men, and being a felon means you don't get to vote anymore, then increasing the frequency with which people get convicted of felonies is really just permanently shifting all of the voting power to the female half of the population, which are
that
already
would be true, like, and it is true in the states where it is illegal to vote as a felon, but the vast majority of states that is not true.
Really? Oh.
Yeah. As somebody who's not a felon, I don't expect you to know.
That's true.
Don't worry, there's time.
Right.
Last I checked, it was 3 states, but I'm looking right now.
Okay.
All right. Well,
I thought that was one of the, like, permanent problems of being a felon, in addition to, like, it being really hard to get hired anywhere afterward.
No.
That's
well,
a big
for one, it's not a problem at all, because voting is statistically irrelevant. There's no particular reason to bother doing it. But
yeah, I wonder who the voting machine people picked this time.
Of, like, what company?
Clearly the voting machine companies are not doing their job.
They picked the same one.
Right.
They're not going to fire the one that did a poor job and pick a new one just because they did a poor job. This is government we're talking about. They will stick with the same damn company because they have a contract, damn it,
no,
that lasts for, like, another 30 freaking years.
No, I'm saying I'm looking forward to finding out who Diebold or whoever else that makes the voting machines decided our next president will be.
Oh, I see. Yes. I am also looking
forward. I think that a very interesting part about felons voting is in Maine and Vermont, felons can vote from prison. But what they had to do is decide, well, where does this person live? Because they can't have felons voting all in one block from one place. Otherwise, in local elections, the largest voting block could be potentially the guys in the jail.
Which would be great.
It's funny.
It would be entertaining, that's no doubt.
We decided to vote Bubba from C Block in as the mayor.
I mean, yes,
please. You know he's pardoned us.
Look, man, I would rather have Bubba from C Block run things than anyone else that's been elected. We might have better results.
The results wouldn't change that much.
Right.
I mean, we'd get a lot more transparency and openness. I'm Bubba. I'm a criminal. Oh, thank you for being so honest. I mean, the last guy was, too, but he pretended.
Yeah, but he never came out and said it straightforwardly.
Exactly. Looks like, I'm sorry, 9 states, you might permanently lose the right to vote from within 9 states. But my guess is that if you happen to move from your state, whatever that is, to a state where you're disallowed from voting because you're a felon, that they will never know and that you would just register to vote. That's not legal advice. It's just a guess.
Well, and we don't give legal or financial advice here on Free Talk Live. Even if we say this is legal or financial advice, that's not what we're doing.
Is to have more Bitcoin.
Because we are not legal or financial advisors.
So. Not going to tell you how to get it, but have more of it.
You might find things we say to be advisable, right? But that's up to you. You must take that onus, that responsibility upon yourself as a listener to go, hey, that guy said a thing and it makes sense to me. I should go do my research. I should go look it up. I should vet it, see if it's right or not for me. And then if it is, go ahead and do something about it. If it's not, then don't do anything about it. Either way, don't take our advice. That's all I'm saying.
And more importantly, don't sue us for taking our advice and it not working out for you.
That is the important part.
I guess that's really what I'm getting at. the long and the short of it, the heart of the matter. So as freedom-oriented people, generally Free Talk Live, we bring you the perspective of peace, freedom, prosperity, right, that kind of a thing, the non-aggression principle, libertarianism, anarchism. Right, these are words that come up frequently here on this show. And oftentimes we talk about people's arrest records, right? Like, oh, man, that guy's getting persecuted by the man, and he's never been in trouble with the law before. He's had zero interactions with the law, so they should go either. Or, oh, that guy's got, a rap sheet, longer than Toledo, Ohio, and, I'm sure the judge is going to throw the book at. Oh, he's going to a jury trial? Even worse. Good luck, pal. There's something to be said for a person, and in this case, I don't even think that this person is an activist, right? So, activists, generally speaking, will get arrested, right? This is kind of I don't want to say they set out to get arrested, but some activists do. They'll go, they'll protest a thing, right? The cops will come. They'll be like, no, you can't arrest me for this, feeding the homeless or whatever, right?
And then you're talking about civil disobedience.
Civil disobedience, yeah.
Which is a form of activism.
Right, right. So activists, there are other activists, too, who, they make the videos online, the YouTube videos or, some other platform or whatever. And, that's kind of what they do. And, if they get arrested, it's a boon for them, right? Because then their subscribers, might throw down a couple extra bucks or, throw something at a GoFundMe to get them out of jail and that kind of thing. So what I'm saying, though, is that this particular person, I don't believe, is an activist of any way, shape, or form. And yet has racked up, and it's a woman, by the way, 649 warrants.
Wow.
That's a lot of warrants.
649 warrants. If there was, an award, let's just say activists got together and were, the most warrants award this year goes, right? this person's not even an activist and has achieved 649 warrants somehow.
I mean, how do you not get caught for any of these?
Well, I mean...
Because, like, at some point you'd think she'd get caught.
Apparently 650.
And would have to slow down just because she's in jail and can't get any more warrants.
Apparently 650, like, was the straw that broke the camel's back.
That's the one. That's right? The one.
But this 600, from...
600, fine. 649, you're pushing it.
From NBC4i.com out of Columbus, Ohio. A Pennsylvania truck driver with 649 arrest warrants filed against her was arrested in Columbus last week. According to Columbus police, Ioka Keith, also known as Carol Ann Sumner, was arrested on February 16th without incident. In a social media post, Columbus police said the department was contacted by the Spring Township Police Department in Belafonte, Pennsylvania, on February 9th, asking Columbus for help in finding Keith. Spring Township believed that as an over-the-road truck driver, Keith may be in the Columbus area. Columbus police said that Keith had a total of 649 warrants for her arrest. Guess how many felonies?
Oh, no. How many?
It's almost half, really.
Wow.
322 felonies.
Wow.
And 327 misdemeanors related to theft. Keith's felony charges.
Wow. So she had the skull and bones number of felonies. Well
what do you,
done.
What do you mean?
Oh, they have that. That's their number.
327?
No, I thought you said 322. I heard 322.
322 felonies, 327 misdemeanors. So, yeah, you're right. Yeah. You did hear 322.
Yeah.
You did. Your ears are not deceiving you, and I am not also deceiving you.
Wait. Yeah, so if you ever need to say a word that gets the attention of both George W. Bush and his cousin John Kerry, that's the one.
It's his cousin?
Yeah.
Well, cousin's a broad term.
Fair. It's not his first cousin.
Depending on the
broad. It's not his first cousin.
It's not his first cousin. That's true.
Depends on the broad.
But you know who's not his cousin, like, in any, like, reasonable sense? Trump. Trump's not related to any of them.
Is he related to anybody?
I mean, no. Like, see, they're all English. Like, we have been ruled by Englishmen since the Revolution, yep. With, like, one exception in Van Buren. Oh, and two, Trump.
Well, wait, Obama? Obama?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. The other side.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, people think he's black. No, he's half black.
No, I get that.
The other half, English, and figured, one of the king lineages. Yeah.
I just figured based on the last name alone that think? It would, yeah.
Or at least he'd be, you know, Irish. Obama.
There need to be an apostrophe in there, which there is not. 603-283-6160. That's the phone number if you want to join the conversation tonight on this Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up with Tickless, Mark, and the Captain. Stay tuned.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
News update. There is brand new information about the suspect accused of killing a University of Georgia nursing student who was out for a jog near the campus in the town of Athens. The 26-year-old man, an illegal alien from Venezuela, police saying it's a crime of opportunity.
The investigation suggests that they had no relationship. He did not know her at all, where he saw an individual, and bad things happened.
University of Georgia Police Chief Jeff Clark saying the man is now charged with malice murder, felony murder, murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, hindering a 911 call, and concealing the death of another. This, by the way, the first murder on campus in 20 years. Classes have been canceled until Monday. In other news, South Carolina holding its Republican presidential primary today, and today marks 2 years since Russia invaded Ukraine. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in radio program where you can call and talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about things, and of course we bring in stuff to talk about because we're, you know, freedom-oriented people. But, you don't have to talk about that. You can talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number that you need is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Pigless Mountaineer. And joining us remotely?
Mark Edge in Florida. And I do have some breaking news, guys.
Uh-oh.
It's not freedom-oriented.
Sorry, guys.
It's Mark Edge with breaking news.
Donald Trump wins South Carolina 2024 Republican primary. Nikki Haley handed whopping defeat in her own state.
Yay!
Why has it got to be racist? Why you got to talk about the Italians that way?
What?
Whopping.
Oh.
No.
Wow, that was a reach.
No old school racist terminology here on Free Talk Live?
I mean, just used the word today.
For one, whop is a noun, not a verb, let alone an adverb.
Well, that's what we call a gerund.
A what?
A gerund.
A gerund.
Should have gone a gerund. He's looking it up on the magic rectangle right now.
Absolutely looking up what a gerund
while
is.
You do that,
with a G.
While you do that, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency made for spending. You can pay your bills with Dash at spritz.finance. Plus, they can send dollars to your bank if you still need those for some reason. Thanks to the Dash Dow for sending 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and easy to use Dash. You can learn more at dash.org. That's dash.org. Peakless, did the magic rectangle reveal any, yield any results?
That's some deep grammar right there.
That's what I said about your grammar.
Don't you talk about my grammar. She's a sweet old lady.
And she liked to gum it.
Nothing quite like it. A form of regularly derived from a verb, a form regularly derived from a verb and functioning as a noun.
So whopping completely
no, it's that, completely that, the opposite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Well,
so it's an anti-gerund.
Yeah, there's probably a term for that, and somebody screaming it. Some math English major screaming it at their radio right now.
Hey, whoever's yelling at their radio, 603-283-6160, tell us what the opposite of a gerund is.
All right, so somewhere in Columbus, Ohio, a Pennsylvania truck driver, happens to be a woman, I don't know if that's important to you or not, somehow racked up 649 arrest warrants before actually getting arrested. 322 of them were felonies. 327 misdemeanors related to theft. The felony charges include identity theft, criminal use of a communication facility.
That means, like, used a phone wrong or something.
Sounds like it.
And theft by unlawful taking movable property. Like, did she, like, hook her truck up to somebody's boat and, like, bail or something? Like, what is...
Well, as a trucker, who knows what she took?
Oh, right, yeah.
Or is accused of taking, because we believe...
Allegedly.
Yes, thank you. Yes. We believe in innocence until proven guilty. However, that's kind
There's
of rough since
a lot of accusations.
Yeah. There's a lot of accusations.
Access device issue.
I mean, what are the chances that all of them are wrong?
This one's weird.
Well, I don't know what the chances are that they're wrong, but what are the chances of her getting out of conviction of it, all of them?
Oh, zero.
I'm going to call
them. Oh, definitely zero.
I think she's FCC age, man.
Yes.
Yeah. She's pretty well FCC age. Felony charges include identity theft, criminal use of communication facility, theft by unlawful taking dash movable property, access device issued to another who did not authorize use. Like, what is this, like a badge or something? Like, you know, somebody's key card to enter a facility, maybe? That's the only thing I could think of. That's the only thing that makes sense. Access device issued to another who did not authorize use. So I wanted to get access to an area that my badge wouldn't, like, you know, unlock the door for. So I got to go take somebody else's badge who, when I, you know, rub it up against the thing, it goes green and unlocks the door. That's the only thing I can think of that fits that description.
Well, I'm sure in like 20 years when we get around to that charge in court, we'll find out.
And, like, this one is just like, you're like, okay, the criminal use of communication, okay, I don't really know what that is. Theft by unlawful taking movable property. Okay, she's a truck driver. Maybe she, you know, backed up to a trailer and, you know, took away with, you know, the load she wasn't supposed to have or whatever.
I mean, couldn't that term describe shoplifting?
Access device issued to another who didn't authorize use. That's like, okay, use somebody else's credentials to get into a place. Like, okay, this one's just like out of left field. Financial exploitation of care dependent person.
Mm.
All right, now this
got to be a story behind that one.
This normally invokes, like, you know, you're a I don't know, a hospice worker, right? You're a home health aide, or like you're working at the old folks home as like an intern, even, right? You know, you're getting paid the minimum. You're wiping ass, right? You know, that kind of a thing. You're changing elderly diapers and bedpans and that kind of a thing. These people, the elderly who get taken care of by these people will sometimes attach themselves to the people who give them care and do things like, you know what, you've taken such good care of me. Thank you for changing my bedpan every day. I'm going to write you into my will. Right? And, like, I get it. If you're in that position and you have a will, you have some sort of estate to include somebody in, you might want to, you know, otherwise tip your bedpan changer.
Right? Tip your bedpan?
Changer.
Oh.
Yes, not your bedpan.
Wait, so what was the name of the charge for this one again?
Financial exploitation of care-dependent person. This invokes thoughts of somebody taking advantage of an elderly person and putting themselves in the will.
I'm going to leave that diaper there unless you tip me.
Even though the person, you know, didn't want to or whatever, right? That kind of a thing. So, you know, the misdemeanor charges include access device issued to another who did not authorize use and theft by unlawful taking movable property. We already said that. The Spring Township Police are coordinating with Franklin County Courts to have Keith returned to Pennsylvania. So this is just posted on, was updated on the 21st. So you do the math a couple of days ago. I just was like, you know, during the break, Peakless, you lobbed some criticism at the weak sauce of this first opening story. However, I defend it with 649 arrest warrants. Nobody racks up those kinds of numbers. And I don't mean our host, nobody. I mean, like, they're just like, these kinds of numbers don't get racked up.
That is some Roadrunner-level escaping powers, honestly.
Totally. Mark, you've been, you know.
Did you guys hear the story about the lady who sent 159,000 text messages in 10 months to a man she met one time on one date and broke into his home after the first date, at some point after the first date, and took a bath in his tub and had a knife on the front seat of her car?
Oh, that's how you play hard to get.
Was her name?
Yeah, she's not playing hard to get.
Was her name Nicole?
Jacqueline.
Okay, I don't know her.
Does sound like Nicole-like behavior, though. I've known a couple of those.
There's even a punchline to this one, guys. I mean, you think it's you think that's it already, but it's not. She wants to have a jury trial. She's been declared incompetent. She wants to have a jury trial because she believes that the jury not only will find her innocent, but to declare that the man must marry her.
Oh my gosh. I have never, like, okay, so I spent some time in the South, and shotgun weddings are still kind of a thing. Not proverbial shotgun weddings. I mean, like, real ones.
Somebody else.
Real ones where, like, okay. You know, the boy from, you know, 2 miles down the road knocked up my daughter. Well, they're going to get married or he going to get dead, right? That kind of thing, right? So those things still exist. But I have never heard of somebody using the force of government, right, and pointing it at another person to force them to marry them.
Well, it's not going to work.
Well, I will say that that is a brilliant way to make sure that you are declared mentally incompetent.
She just looks mentally incompetent. There's some video of her, too.
You know, if I was going to try and, you know, do the insanity plea for this, you know, doing things like, I am sure that not only will you think that I was correct in sending those thousands upon thousands upon thousands of texts and stalking them and using their bathtub and occasionally having a knife next to me, not only will you find that that was perfectly acceptable behavior, but that it was only necessary because they will not marry me and that they should rectify this immediately.
Yeah. She's FCC and nuts.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe that is bat SEC crazy.
So yes. I'm just going to, like, put this number out there, 649, because that's what's being reported to us here at NBC4i.com is the website where this story comes from. Out of Columbus, I have 649 warrants. Now, what I would love is to see some sort of activist. I don't even care if you're, like, libertarian or whatever. Like, are you a political activist? And can you top this number? That's really what I'm looking for, right?
So what we need is Victimless Crime Spree 2.
Yes, but, like,
I don't think anybody can top this number, period.
Hmm? What's that?
I don't think anyone can top this number, period.
Like, my first question, of course, is, how did this number get so large without anyone being arrested?
Because she went from state to state.
She's an over-the-road truck driver who apparently remained a citizen of Columbus, Ohio.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so, for one thing, government levels of efficiency.
Yeah, sure, they're slow on the uptick and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
But, and, like,
now, compound that with jurisdictions. Like, okay, I'll grant you that this isn't...
But these chiefs and everything get, like, elected every couple of, you know, 2, 3, 4 years, whatever it is, of police or whatever. Wouldn't they go and, like, hey, how come this lady's got, like, 500 warrants? Like, before it got to 649, somebody should have been able to be like, hey, why red flag here, everybody?
Okay, but you're in Ohio, and she's in Florida.
I'm not in Ohio.
No, I'm saying, like, that chief, that police chief is in whichever random state chief, the police chief's in, while she is in some other state, makes it pretty difficult to get a hold of.
I'm sorry, she was from Pennsylvania and was arrested in Columbus, Ohio. Those two places aren't that far from each other.
Well, no, but she's an over-the-road trucker. She could be anywhere in this country. You know, she's off in California, so if you're in Rhode Island going, dang it, she's got 200 of these, good luck.
Look, if you're a political activist, please call 603-283-6160 only if you have more than 649 warrants. We want to hear from you.
So I can see the over-the-road truck driver part making it more likely that she would be arrested because truckers have to deal with cops far more than the rest of us.
They got
to
pull over at them scales.
Her being a woman,
yeah, sorry.
What's that?
They got to pull over at scales and all that kind of. Anyway, go ahead.
Right. A woman, on the other hand, is less likely to get her warrants checked, would be my guess.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we were just having the conversation about how 8% of the U.S. population is a felon, but what percentage is men?
A large percentage. I don't know the number.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't either, because they don't tell you that.
Mm. Well, and
weird, huh?
And so, like... You know, the 327 of those that are not felonies, I can definitely see that. So, like, you know, you get pulled over for speeding or you're driving your truck where you're not supposed to have a truck and they give you a ticket and then you never go to court for the thing. They will issue a bench warrant for that. So about 300 of those, sure, no problem. It's the other 400 that are kind of amazing.
All right. So, Mark, I see that you had a... Or at least you posted an article you mentioned earlier about Donald Trump winning South Carolina.
Yeah.
What else did you want to say about that?
Well, that's it, really. Just I figured that's breaking news, and what else is there to say?
What was it about?
I got some things to say.
What was it about the Nikki?
Donald Trump is probably going to be our next president. How's that?
Oh, my God. Like, people, it's been – oh, my God. We had an election where it was a contest between an ancient senile pedophile.
Look at old perverts.
And another ancient senile pedophile. And so now you're telling me that the best you mother FCCers could do is the same two mother FCC candidates?
Well, yeah.
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, everyone.
Yeah, yes. So here's how this works. These are the people that could be relied upon to be blackmailed by those who are actually running the country. Now, if they give you someone else, they are less reliable blackmail material. And they don't like that. They like people that they can control. They like making sure that you have only those options. So they're giving you those options. Now, mind you, it's entirely possible that he will, for one way or another, not be allowed to run in this election.
Could be.
Yeah, that's still on the table.
Every state he wins, it seems to me is that's less likely.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, are they really that adverse to a civil war at this point?
I still just don't understand.
It's certainly possible. The Civil War may already be going on, and we just don't know.
Right?
I mean,
this thing with Texas does appear like the scuffles that started the last, as they call it, recent unpleasantness.
I mean, the press is getting carried away with Trumper humpers and Biden bots. That's, like, all that anyone sees. It's up to you, the people, the listeners, to be like, no, this is not how things should be.
Mm-hmm.
Over.
But, yeah.
This is it. I mean, it's already happened. It happened in Iowa that Trump was I mean, he won by historic margins.
Mm-hmm.
And same in New Hampshire, and it's just going to keep on rolling. Trump is the nominee at this point. He beat Haley in the state she was the governor of.
Yeah, gross.
Walter Mondale, in the largest loss in presidential history, still managed to carry his own state.
Like, the fact that this is even a thing is disgusting. That the same two lame-ass candidates, not that I have any expectations out of candidates, but, like, the system is so against you, it is so not having anything to do with personal liberties and freedoms or self-governance, that all it can do is present you the two same lame-ass candidates it presented you the last go-round. The same people are going to rule you as have ruled you for your entire life, and most folks are doing jack FCC about it.
Yeah. Well, this is always going to happen. There is always going to be a corrupt politician on the left and a corrupt politician on the right. Those will always be our only options. Like, that's how democracy works.
I can't speak to that, but I feel ya. All I can say is that we're talking about it being basically March at this point. And so that's 2 months burned on one end and 2 months on the other. We're 8 months away. Trump can keep away any charge like insurrection more than 8 months. He can keep a trial away that long. And at that point, he's won and he's in the White House. So here's the path. Trump goes, keeps winning. He wins Super Tuesday. He's the presumptive nominee. In July, he is called the nominee at the convention. In August, Joe Biden either does or doesn't step down. And then the race is on. And so it's either Biden or whomever he wants, whoever they want to take his place. I don't think the story is
Gavin
Newsom.
I don't know who it's going to be, but I do not think it's going to be Biden.
Well, all I know is this. If you... asshats out there, I'm talking to the listeners, the people who vote, if Trump or Biden become president this next go-around, it's your fault. You didn't pick anybody different. You picked the same one of these two MFers, right, who was offered up and didn't do a damn thing each, right, other than more taxes, more bombing, less freedom. That's what they both did to you, and you can't even take it. You can't even identify that, like, oh my gosh, we can't. Like, you're going to have a rerun, man. Why would you want a rerun? Why? That's all I have to say.
Well, Captain, I disagree, and here's why I disagree. Nobody
well,
had any
voting
choice.
Effective, so it's fine.
I don't know that I think it's effective. I generally don't make effective arguments for voting. I make the argument that it is not aggression against your neighbor.
Well, you're wrong.
No, I think he's absolutely right on that one.
Well, okay.
Aggression means initiation.
Let me simplify it for you. Is government force?
Yes.
And then is voting for your preferred direction to point government in not force?
No.
How so?
Because
I was casting your preference for a thing that we've already agreed is force. How is it that casting your vote to point that force in not your direction, not a violation of the NAP?
If you vote for freedom, you're allowed to use force to protect yourself.
So let me put it this way. If I stick a gun in your face,
yep,
and then you grab that gun with your hand mm-hmm. and point it in a different direction,
mm-hmm.
are you aggressing?
Hmm.
Right. So now, if that gun then goes off and hurts somebody, did you hurt them or did I hurt them?
Yeah, I mean, so this is the argument
right.
of self-defense, right? Which is a valid argument when it comes to voting. However, it doesn't make government not force.
Okay.
And so
if force isn't a problem,
I'm taking the place of government in this analogy. I am using force. I am the aggressor.
Yes.
Now, you interacting with me in a forceful way is not aggression because you're responding to the initiation of force. I already broke civilization. You're just trying to survive it.
All right, let me,
that's our position with the government.
Let me put it
they
in a different
broke
way.
Civilization.
Let me put it in a different
We're trying
way.
To not die.
Is voting the act of deciding a master for another man?
No.
How so? How is it not?
Because the master is going to be forced down my frickin' throat.
Well, they already
are. So it's deciding whether or not it's a master for me.
So voting is still deciding whether or not somebody other than you gets a master.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
You can't say that your vote doesn't affect other people.
I don't have the option of them not getting a master.
You don't.
Yep.
Your vote.
That's why it's different.
Your vote explicitly decides whether or not somebody else has a master.
No, it doesn't. It decides which master they
Generally
get,
doesn't.
Not whether they get one.
Oh no, they're going to get one whether
right.
you want one
okay.
or not,
okay.
which is why I don't vote at all.
Right, so it doesn't decide whether another man gets a master.
But you are still stating a preference.
Yes.
Right, if I
to
don't
make
have...
a point,
it is definitely
your vote
a
actually
preference.
Doesn't make the distinction. Your vote is likely inconsequential to the outcome.
Oh, very much. When it comes
if
to voting
vote,
for president,
yes. There's 1,000 votes on each side.
Yes.
Or period. So, if let's say you got 999 votes on one side, 1,000 votes on the other. Any votes below 999 didn't the 999 side doesn't matter at all because you lose by one vote, you might as well lose by 1,000. Any votes above 1,000 on the other side also don't matter.
Well, and this is the difference between acting as a group and acting as an individual. So a bunch of us moved here to New Hampshire. If all of us as a group decided we were never going to vote, then our votes would never have any power. We would not have free state or representatives in the House. However, as a culture, as a group, we decided that at least a good enough number of us are going to continue to vote, even though each of us doesn't have that deciding power, that we do, in fact, have free state or representatives in the House of New Hampshire.
603-283-6160. What's your take on all of this? Are you a voter? Are you a non-voter? Is voting violence? Is voting deciding a master for somebody other than yourself? Give us a call. Let us know. Still to come tonight, theirs, also known as the IRS, and what they're up to. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.